As people across the globe are entering self-isolation, what's happening to people who were in lockdown before this crisis? I'm talking about people in prison. Without many resources, medical and otherwise, prisoners are at high risk for contracting COVID-19. Florian Erminger is the executive director of Penal Reform International. I asked him about the factors that put prison populations at risk.
Overcrowding means proximity. So what we hear in the media and what we hear from WHO about social distancing, prisoners cannot usually do that. They cannot keep a distance with others. But it's also a matter of hygiene in prisons in general. Often those are places that are rather dirty, filthy, where you'd have less access to healthcare systems and where you don't really have the opportunity to wash your hands and kind of keep hygienic as recommended right now.
What countries' prison systems are you most worried about in terms of coronavirus spreading?
That is actually a difficult one. In many sub-Saharan African countries, there is a general lack of protection of prisoners whenever they have any kind of disease, so there are big risks there. And then in Latin America, famous for high overcrowding rates and also for prison management often being deficient, a country like the Philippines, which has a 460% rate of overcrowding, that means for 100 beds, you have 460 prisoners. That obviously creates a huge risk. There are also other prisons where you have high security measures, high performing prisons like in the United States of America, where risks might be more associated to security and riots of prisoners because of restriction of contacts with the outside world, with family and relatives, and limitation of movement, no rehabilitation programs anymore. They're in the hands of the state. And so this kind of lockdown of a prison can also create security risks in very well-managed prisons. We have seen that in Italy with riots that actually brought multiple people dead, including prison staff.
So what is the answer for officials? If coronavirus is already found to be in a prison, what is the proper response?
If coronavirus is already in a prison, the affected person needs to be brought into a medical facility and be taken care of there. Potentially affected people need to be isolated in a humane way. What we see around the world happening right now is prisons going in lockdown. And that's extremely dangerous because if you lock down a prison, you create conditions in which the stress is higher within the prison. You know, lockdown means prison staff stay in just like the prisoners do. And then you have risks of ill treatment and torture that increase. And lockdown also means less access for monitoring bodies, which obviously means in that prison, anything can be happening and we won't know about it. So lockdown in general should really only be an ultimate measure if there is a high rate of infection in the prison. The most efficient way of reducing risks is emergency releases.
Right. So Iran released 70,000 prisoners this month to stop the spread of the coronavirus. You would say that's the right move?
In the case of Iran, the problem is we don't really know whom they released, why they released them. But we also don't really know why they were even detained in the first place. And very often you see that people are detained for very low offenses or non-violent offenses. In general, reducing the prison population is one positive measure. They can reduce the number of people on pretrial. They can release vulnerable groups. In the United States, there's so many people over 60 that sit in prisons, have been sitting for so long, and we should be looking at early release for those populations. When there is a crisis, the prison is really at the losing end. We don't see prisons as an integral part of the society. But right now is a moment when prison management, criminal justice authorities, and governments have to be looking at whom they can release.
Florian Erminger, Executive Director of Penal Reform International, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.